I said right.
It's password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week, from Dallas, Jenny Lee Harrison and Marty Cohen. And the star of Super Password, Bert Cundy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're so kind. What a crowd. Have a seat. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much. What a night. What a band. What a crowd. Wow.
What a party.
I tell you, Gene Wood, you sound like 300 people out there by yourself. He's going, ah, jumping up and down. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that, as do our friends here, as do Jenny Lee and Marty. Nice to have you both back again.
Thank you.
You didn't play opposite each other, did you? No.
No, never.
No. But now you are.
I'm frightened, too, because she's awfully bright.
You've both been here before, so you know exactly how to play this game. In fact, you are one of our most amazing players, I think, is probably how we should say that. You are an extraordinary Super Password player. Everybody says that, you know.
At least I'm entertaining, Bert.
I've heard that too, yes.
She uses the dictionary
you know, but
all
I mean,
her own.
I'm trying my hardest. I really am at this game, but, you know, I mean, I'm here to have a good time, too.
Well, that's
Do you
good.
Have a bad time when I'm here?
I have a wonderful time when you're here. Are you kidding?
Oh, sure.
It's wonderful. I love it when you're here. It's
I
delightful.
I try hard. I just, you know.
Yes, it's great when you're here. And you'll see. In fact, Howie Wallfish right now is trembling in his socks over there waiting
dying.
To get up here.
Oh, he gets
he
me.
Can't wait.
He's saying that, right? I get her.
Here's our players.
I'm sorry.
Debbie
we'll have fun,
and
though.
Howie Wallfish. Come on in right now. Hello, Howie. He's thrilled to be here with you. Are you kidding? As I am. Right here on this stage. We're going to talk to Debbie first, and then you two will get acquainted. Debbie, hello. Welcome again. It's nice to see you. After you. Did you have a nice weekend?
A beautiful weekend.
Oh, good. Well, tell us about yourself, please.
Thank you. My name is Debbie Brawley. Yes. I live in Valencia. I am a homemaker. I'm married to the most wonderful man named Keith, and we raise German Shepherd puppies.
Raise German Shepherd puppies. Be careful.
Together, the two of you?
puppies do, I mean, the dogs do most of the work.
The dogs, they have
but
dogs.
But you bought them?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, but they also mate them and create little puppies.
We don't mate
and
them,
make
they
puppies?
Mate each
what?
Other.
They mate each other, yes. I knew that.
Does she make? I don't understand. Never mind.
Never mind.
I'm confused, Bert.
Okay, we know that. Thank you. And on this side, we have our current champion, Mr. Howie Wallfish, who has $1,700. You should always say your name together. It should always be Howie Wallfish. It should never be Mr.
Where did
Wallfish.
You get a name like that?
Well, Bert can tell you the story. There was a little party going on at Walvis Bay many years ago in Poland, and the family tree began.
Was Bert there at the party?
No.
I don't know why he said Bert will tell you.
I told him the story.
I swear I know nothing about it. I don't know what he's talking about.
He told the story on Friday.
That's true.
That's why.
Yeah. They had, apparently, one
he
of his...
You have to explain to me. It's already been taken.
Okay. You go to a party in an aquarium.
Yes.
And you don't dance or anything.
Yes.
And you sit around going like this.
Yes.
You're a wallfish.
Aha. Howie has $200. Debbie has $100. I think we're supposed to hear something, aren't we? Yes, we are. Guess what you get to start with?
The toaster?
The magic toaster right off the bat.
I've never had the toaster. Is that because he won last time?
I don't. Probably, yes. He won the
$200
puzzle.
I never win, so I never get the toaster.
Well, you're going to get it this time. Watch this. Push that down. We'll show the folks at home what the magic toaster
is
worth.
This is hard, too.
No, you just push it down. It's real easy. See, just like that.
It's funny, Bert.
See how easy that was? Okay, $1,000. You have three chances to communicate. You have to hold it down. You want me to hold it for you?
Yeah.
Now
what I do?
Now you have three
I've
chances.
I've never had the toaster.
Now first you have the first clue. Now think of a clue and give it to
clue.
Me. All right, we're ready for clue number one.
Okay. Fantasy.
Dream.
All right, clue.
Is that a kind of good clue?
That was a very good clue. We need two more, but first we'll take clue number two now. Would be nice.
Oh, this is hard. Fantasy. Am I going to get a beeper if I don't say anything?
Very soon now, probably,
okay, I
yes.
said a fantasy.
Wish.
All right, here's your third and final clue.
Sexual. Can I say that?
Yes, you just did.
Desire.
Almost.
Well, you're getting there. It was, you were sneaking up on it.
Oh, you cannot say this word. Can you say this word?
That's a hard word. What would you say for that, Marty?
Do you guys see this word?
Yes, they see the word. What's a good clue?
Agony and ecstasy.
Very good.
That would have been a good way to do that. Yes. That was a fair hard
work. I'm trying harder.
You did very well. The cash would be worth $2,000 the next time. Now with a score, 200 for Howie, 100 for Debbie, we will change partners and break away for a commercial.
You were great.
That's fine. Ecstasy's hard. Sexual fantasy, ecstasy, agony and is great. I didn't think of it. Yes, it does. Absolutely right. You little peeking devil, you. Okay. Howie Wallfish has $200 and Debbie has $100. This is the $300 puzzle. We are playing for $15,000 over there on the end game. So there's a lot of money at stake, gang. Jenny Lee and Marty will be given the clues. Here comes the first word of the $300 puzzle. And there it is, Jenny Lee.
Detergent.
Soap.
All right, Marty.
Stiffener.
Starch.
Yep, that's it. Probably a bouncer. Pretty tough to get on one clue. Yeah. All right. On the board, we have starch for the game, Howie Wallfish.
Is it dry cleaning?
Is it dry cleaning? No, it's not dry cleaning.
I'm so glad.
Yes. You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to wish him well, you see. All right, here we go. Next word, please. $300 puzzle. Marty, you're up first.
Network.
Television.
Okay, generally.
Message.
Memo.
All right. Marty, please.
Showtime.
Cable?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Good play. Came to mind. Starch and cable. Howie Wallfish, what could starch and cable be?
I just love saying Howie Wallfish.
I just like that name. That's a neat name. What do you think?
Could it be?
Nah.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Okay, moving right along. Next word, please. But look at that, starch and cable, huh? Aha. Marty?
Automobile.
Car.
Yes. But why, what does starch have to do here? Oh, Howie, we have starch, cable, and car. Howie, for the game. What is it?
Rice.
Is it rice? I wonder where he got that.
I don't know.
Don't explain it, though. Don't explain it now, because you might stumble onto the real answer. Here we go. Next word, please. It's like I do all the time. There it is. Marty, continue.
City.
Town.
All right. Jenny Lee.
Bay.
San Francisco.
Yes! Very nice. That was a bouncer also in your favor that time. All right, we have starch, cable, car, and San Francisco,
is
Debbie.
Is it Rice-A-Roni?
Is it Rice-A-Roni? Yes, it is. A treat. You were right, you son of a gun. All right. Debbie has $400 and Howie Wallfish has $200. It's not over yet. The $400 puzzle coming up decides who plays for $15,000 right after this message for you. See you in a minute. Why is that Rice-A-Roni? I don't know what that means. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. $400 puzzle. The pressure is definitely on. You know what I mean. Make up a sentence and say it, Gene. Get in here. You're an announcer. All right, Debbie and Howie Wallfish giving the clues, and off we go. First word, please.
We're playing like they're a couple. Debbie and Howie Wallfish.
Debbie and Howie Wallfish. Here they are. Howie.
I think Howie needs glasses too. Look at him.
Howie starts.
Put a little closer to your face if you can, Howie. Really.
I'm one with the word.
That's okay. Right.
Go ahead.
Helicopter.
Chopper.
Yes. Very good. Very good. I'm trying to keep the note of surprise out of my voice. All right, we have Chopper, Marty, for the game.
Oh, is it Airwolf?
Is it Airwolf? Here we go. Next word, please. You know what it is, Gene?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Gene always knows what it is.
Always. Howie?
He's becoming one with a word. Now, hold on.
It looks like he's going to eat the monitor. What? Oh, he hadn't lifted up yet.
Did I get to give it?
He said his clue. We'll let you have the clue. What did you say?
Jumper.
Hopper.
Yes. What in the world? How would you know that?
You're tuned in.
Wow, that's very good. Do we have Chopper Hopper for the game?
Yeah.
You know what it is, Howie?
I think so.
Do you?
Anybody, I mean,
have
you know an educated guess.
Every well-stocked home has a Chopper Hopper, doesn't it?
I said,
it dices, it slices, makes thousands of julienne fries. It's a Chopper Hopper.
All right. I said, no. I said, you know what it is, Howie? He says, yeah, I think I do. And the gentleman went, what? How could you possibly? Next word, please. All right, Howie Wolfish.
Jane.
Tarzan.
Very close. Debbie?
Henry.
Fonda.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very nice. Very nice. Chopper, Hopper, Fonda. For the game as well, for you.
Barbaretta. No?
Barbaretta.
I
know. I know
what you. Barbaretta was my favorite movie. Don't make fun.
Is it Barbaretta?
That was Jane Fonda and Robert Blake, wasn't it?
We are.
Barbaretta. It was a whole big movie.
I remember that. It's very good. Yes.
Okay.
Next word, please.
That's okay. She's not going to talk to you anymore anyway.
Okay, Debbie.
Yuppies.
Preppies.
Nopies. Howie.
Hair.
Hippies.
Yes. Yeah. Hey,
you know it.
Chopper, Hopper, Fonda, and hippies for the game, Marty.
Is it Easy Rider?
Is it Easy Rider? You bet.
See, I just had the wrong movie.
That's all you had. Just
what
the wrong movie.
Barbarella,
I think, yeah. But Barbaretta is good, too. We have to say goodbye to Debbie. Debbie, I'm sorry. But Debbie won some money. Debbie won $400, which is not so bad. And thank you so much for being with us. Let's go play for
$15,000.
All right, okay. I'll allow you to do that. I think you should do that. Can you see all right over this? Can you see okay over there, Marty?
Yeah, I can see past the wallfish.
All right. Now, you wanted to say something, Howie Wallfish?
I owe this man an apology. I had stated on Thursday or Friday of last week that there's never been an original joke done on my last name. But, in fact, the joke he gave about the aquarium was not an old joke. It's brand new, and I never heard it before.
All right!
Oh, I'm vindicated. I feel so much better.
Very nice. Very nice.
I humble myself.
Sure, you just want the $15,000.
Are you kidding?
Exactly correct.
Man comes over here and apologizes for $15,000. I'd apologize, too.
I'll
don't blame you.
Apologize for getting blind all of a sudden and can't see the word.
All right, Howie. It's your second time here. Second time here. You know what we do then. We're going to give you 10 words beginning with A and continuing through J.
Got it.
A through J. Everyone you get right, I'll give you $100. If you get them all, I will give you $15,000. Okay? Yes. 60 seconds, Marty Cohen.
Yes, sir.
Take a look at your first word, sir. There it is on the board. Are you ready? Good luck, Howie. Ready and go.
Earthquake.
Andreas.
Mudslide. Snow.
Avalanche.
B. Explosion.
Bomb.
C. Pass.
D.
Windy.
Desert.
Selective.
Draft.
E.
Nose.
Ear.
Nose.
I.
F. Violin.
Fiddle.
G.
Taurus.
Goat.
Astrology. Twins.
Gemini.
H.
Shakespeare.
Hamlet.
I.
Doctor.
Infirmary.
New.
Infant. Intern.
J.
Happy.
Joy.
Santa.
Jolly.
C.
Oh! Give me three
more seconds.
Two more
Give
seconds.
Give me three more seconds. Oh,
we were so hot.
You were close. You were very close. What were you going to say for C? Because you passed. You never did give him a clue.
I was going to start with, I don't know, granite or something. I don't know what I was going to say.
What's the word?
We're going to tell you. Concrete? Oh, good. He wouldn't have gotten it anyway.
Asphalt? Concrete?
No. C.
C.
Driveway.
Cement.
Cement.
Cement. Oh. Yeah. You could have said stick, glue. You could have done gone that way, too,
man,
I suppose.
But we were hot.
Very hot. You got 9 out of 10 is very hot. You have now $3,000, Howie Wallfisch. We'll come back in just a moment. The next time Super Pass will be worth $5,000 more or $20,000. See you in a minute. Very close. I thought you were going to make it. I thought you had
No,
you were fine. See how much work there is after the action comes home. That's when it really goes, you know. We're back, and we're visiting, and Jenny Lee is telling me how tired she is because the schedule for an hour series is murder. Mm-hmm. Really murder, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you work from what, 5, 6 in the morning? Well, you probably have to get up quite
you
early.
You have to get up like 4:30, and you get home at 9 o'clock at night.
Yes.
Sometimes you travel on weekends. It's tough.
Yeah, it's tough. Tough being a star. You know what I mean? It's really hard. We understand.
What show is that?
You guys are doing nothing but making me look bad on the show.
It's impossible to make you look bad. How could anybody, any way, make you look bad? Really and truly. I mean, really.
All those people think I look bad.
No, they don't. They think you look wonderful. Absolutely. Especially all the contestants think you look
wonderful. Yeah, all the contestants are dead. They're thinking I look bad. The guys said no are these crew guys, you know. They don't care.
No.
You don't look bad.
No, that's Colonel Hinterstein over there. He thinks everybody looks bad. Because he can't see that far. Hello there, Colonel. Okay, let's bring on our new player, shall we? Come on, Christy. Hi, Christy. Nice to meet you. Have you been waiting a long time?
Yeah, a little while.
Yeah?
A few days.
Tell us about yourself, please.
My name is Christy Vance. I'm a native Southern Californian. I'm presently working as a secretary for a magazine distributing and advising firm. I'm also a bartender, a cocktail waitress, and a receptionist for an auto repair service.
Well, I'm glad you took time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. My goodness.
She teaches people to drink and drive. It's nice.
Hey. Well, if you're ready to go, Christy, let's do it, shall we? The $100 puzzle we're playing for $20,000, gang. It's going up over there. If you're ready, here comes the first word for Jenny Lee and Marty. And let's show everybody at home what it is. There it is. Jenny Lee, please. Okay. Marty?
It's incredible.
Fantastic.
All right, Jenny Lee.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Yes. How come it worked for Christy but not for Howie Walters? See, it worked for you but not for Marty.
Just go ahead and use any of my clues you want, Jenny Lee.
Put it on.
Go ahead.
Put it on the board. We have amazing up there. Christy, what could it be?
Steven Spielberg.
Is it Steven Spielberg? Ooh,
that's all that I could think of.
Very good guess, Spielberg. As a matter of fact. Here we go. Next word, please. There it is, Jenny Lee.
Miami,
Florida.
Marty.
Television.
Vice.
Yes. Right. Not at all. Very good choice. Amazing Vice, Howie Wallfisch.
Don Johnson.
Is it Don Johnson?
Nah.
Yeah, it's not Don Johnson.
I do one of the only impressions of Edward James Olmos.
I don't know who it is.
The boss on
that
show.
Yeah,
he always says, get out of here. He does. He could be ordering a tuna fish sandwich, or he could be telling someone that they're going to prison for life. He still says, I said no mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's true. That's Eddie, who's wonderful. As a matter of fact, an old pal.
Here we go. And he won an Emmy for that.
Yes, and he should. But he's wonderful
actor. One monitor.
Never mind. Next word, please. There it is. Yes, there it is. Marty, if you will.
Skull.
Can you repeat that?
Skull.
Tobacco?
Very
Actually,
good, very good. All
tobacco.
Right, Jenny Lee.
Bar. I know, but he was stupid.
Drink.
Marty.
L'chaim.
Life.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're using code talk.
That's not work.
Okay, I got one.
Okay, Jenny Lee, go ahead.
Television.
Cheers.
Yay!
Skull.
Yeah,
Skål. It's Swedish. Skål. You know, when you drink up.
And then you say,
drink
skål, it's got ice.
See, you're not speaking English.
No.
Swedish?
He gave hardly any English clues, as a matter of fact, that time. We have amazing advice and cheers. Christy?
NBC?
Is it NBC? Yay! It means Peacock or Network. Yay! We'll be back in a minute. Please don't go away. See you in a second. We're out of time. We're waving goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for watching. Bye.